All right. So if you listen closely, you'll hear the waves crashing against the sand. It's still pre-sunrise. So when I put it out over the ocean, you see nothing but black. You see a white light out there for a ship that's way out there. Nothing but black. A couple stars. You really can't see them in the video. Stars in the sky. And then some light when I point back west. Well, that's north and then west over there. But anyhow, I'm here at the halfway point of my morning walk. Roughly 2 miles to get here, just shy of 2 miles. So a little less than, right, I don't know, 20, 25 minutes, something like that, at a fast pace. I get here, I set my intentions for the day, walk back, and get to attacking the precious moments of the day. So in doing so, there's only a few things that I can control in this journey we call life. At least from my perspective, I've narrowed it down to a few things. And a lot of people talk about time being our most precious asset. And time is equated to where we give our attention. And we're either wasting it or investing it. And my hope is, by you choosing to invest in this video, it will trigger some things in your mind to help you become the better slash best version that you're capable of being. And so, what am I in control of? I can't control politics. I can't control what companies do or don't do. I can't control what other people do. The locus of my control is within me. And the locus of my control is within my environment, like what I have some impact on. And yes, I can influence other people by setting an example, by sharing words that might help them understand my perspective, but it really ends with me. The only thing I can control is within me. And what's within me that I can control? I can, from my perspective and my experience, control my thoughts, my words, and my actions. And I will throw in a fourth one. By doing so, and when I choose to control my thoughts, my words, my actions, which also default back to where I give my focus, where I give my attention, I have control of where and what I give my attention to. And there's a statement by many wise people for thousands of years that say, what you give your attention to grows. And if we watch I would go recommend watching on YouTube, looking up Earl Nightingale, The Strangest Secret. And I'll summarize it, but I would highly encourage you go to YouTube and search for Earl Nightingale, The Strangest Secret. It's the first audio gold record. And it was describing what he found was, from his experience, the greatest secret, which is we become what we think about most of the time. And not most of the time where sometimes we do, sometimes we don't, but where we give our attention to and what we give our attention to most of the time is what we become. So if we set our intention and give our attention to becoming a healthier version of us, if that's what we're focused on and if that's what we're giving our attention to, our thoughts, our words, and our actions will be in alignment with that, and we will be a healthier version of us. So once again, the strangest secret in the world is we become what we think about most of the time. So if we're giving our intention and attention to that desired outcome, whether it's in the health arena, the relationship arena, or the financial arena, or any other arena in between those, if that's what we're giving our intention and attention to, it will grow. So we control our thoughts, our words, our actions, and attention, intention. And by choosing to control our thoughts, words, and actions, we can also control our emotions. And in essence, the financial journey is an emotional journey. This journey of life, if we could narrow it down, is in essence an emotional journey. And guess what? Life doesn't care. Life doesn't seek your approval. Life doesn't check in with you to say, hey, we're thinking of doing this. What do you think? Should we or shouldn't we? Life does what it does. Other people do what they do. Things are in motion in this co-creative reality we call life, that we play a small co-creative role in the locus of control that is in our vicinity, and we are a part of. But in the grand scheme of things, life does what it does. People do what they do. And it's up to us to play our part in this stage of life, own that part, step up and be you, and own your differences, own your traits, your values, your experience, your perspective, own your personality, and just be. Not even Nike, just do it, just be. And as you grow emotionally, in you being, you become less shakable, you become less wavering, you become less influenced by external circumstances, external people, and life happening. You're just witnessing it. You say, oh, okay, interesting. Now, I'll share a brief perspective of mine. And for some of you who may have followed me or know some of my recent posts, I put a post out there that was along the lines of something like, I have no idea what's going to happen other than the fact that God's plan will unfold perfectly as it is and always does. So what we witnessed yesterday was part of God's plan. How do I know that? That's what God wanted. How do I know that? Because it happened. My perspective is in the grand architect in this 10-dimensional experience we call life, where we've come up with constructs of time and space and things like that, but it all is. Time is a construct. There is no past, present, future. It all is at once. So in this completed work, I don't picture God saying, man, I had it all figured out, but that one thing, man, I don't know how I overlooked that, but man, I missed that. I really dropped the ball in that arena. When you can find peace in knowing that there is a grand architect and that it all is God's will, that for me and many others that I've chatted with are not just unshakable, but excited for what's to come. Ooh, that was a surprise. I didn't see that one coming. Well, God, and whether that's a health challenge for you or your family, whether that's a relationship challenge for you or someone close to you, whether that's a financial challenge for you or your close friends and family. Whoa, I didn't see this one coming. Well, this is what was supposed to have happened because it happened. So now what? And that's where I tap into the lessons that I learned in the military, in the Marine Corps, where plans rarely go to plan. There's another fun quote that I like that says, if you want to make God laugh, tell her your plans. Plans rarely go to plan. Now, it's good to plan. Don't overplan. Don't become that perfectionist who jumps into procrastination because you're trying to craft the perfect plan. Say, oh, here's where I am. Here's where I'm looking to go. What's the quickest and most efficient and effective way for me to get there? And take the first step and then take the second step. And then with consistency, you will be surprised and amazed at how quickly you will get to that destination and or how much progress you have made since you made that intention, you made that choice, and you followed through with the proper focus and the proper actions. And then what I learned in the Marine Corps was you improvise, adapt, and overcome. Because the plans don't go to plan. Like, so I give an example for people who play any sports or have participated in any activities like that. I'm a wrestler. In the wrestling match, my preparation prepared me for the match. Now, I could go in and think, well, here's, my initial start. Here's what I plan on doing. but I can't go into detail. Well, then I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to do this. Why? Because it's a co-creative situation, and I have to just trust that my preparation on the mat and off the mat is going to have me be in the moment, in the flow, to where my body will know what to do based upon the circumstances of how it unfolds. And that's how we have to be in life. We have to be in the present. We have to be in the flow. And we can't be so rigid thinking, well, I'm going to do this today. I'm going to do this, 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 and this, and this, and this. All, you know, I'm going to give 10 minutes here and 5 minutes here. Now, we can have a schedule, but guess what life does on a regular basis? Throws monkey wrenches into our plans. Does not want to participate with us being the general manager of the universe. We are not the general manager of the universe. I would highly recommend you resign from that role. Very stressful role, because it's out of your locus of control. I would encourage you to listen to some of these nuggets of wisdom that I've learned in my 48 years of being a top performer, of being a national bicycle champion, being a top wrestler, being the number one honor man out of United States Marine Corps boot camp. 28 years ago, to this day, I was 2 weeks into United States Marine Corps boot camp, roughly a 12-week journey of hell for most. I figured out the rules, became the leader of my platoon, led us to win the rifle range, the physical fitness test, to lead us to win the drill competition at the end against all the other platoons. We won the actual sit-down testing. We won it all. Not because of me, but because I shared insights of wisdom at that time, 28 years ago, when I was 20 years old, of like, look, we got to get over our differences, and we've got to come together. We have this task at hand, and if we're fighting within, we are screwed, and we're going to be penalized, and we're going to be punished, and it's going to be even more of a hell for each and every one of us. So, and these were conversations I had at night after the drill instructors left, so you and you have to get over this crap. And it was interesting for me because I was oblivious and unaware of the biases and the prejudices and the false beliefs that the differing melting pot of my platoon had. You know, what their families had told them about other races, other religions, other nationalities. Because there were several people that weren't from the United States in my platoon. It was surprising to me, but that was the reality. And what surprised me even more was the biases and the prejudices and the false beliefs that people had. And I had to squash those. I said, listen, I don't have time for this nonsense. You need to get over it. And you need to recognize that we're here as a team. And we either work together or we die together. Which do you choose? And we pulled together and we got over the biases. We got over the prejudices. And trust me, when I say melting pot, it was from every race, religion, ethnicity, belief structure. I could imagine it was a true melting pot, which the United States is, which the world is becoming as well. And, you know, that's another lesson. Not everybody believes in unity. Not everybody, well, sure, they believe in unity if you're following their rules. The second you go against their will and their judgment, the unity turns into the wrath of lack of following their rules. So watch people's actions, not their words. You know, for instance, the same people who are preaching unity now are the same ones that may not have been rioting, which happened 4 years ago, but were bad-mouthing for 4 years, were not giving any respect to the leader of the United States for 4 years. And listen, I served in the Marine Corps. I was January 93 when I went in boot camp. And at that time, 28 years ago, Bill Clinton was the president that came into office. And that was actually, if you research history, and I remember it distinctly, that was when George Bush, Bill Clinton, and Ross Perot were running for president. And Ross Perot, in essence, had he not run, Clinton would have never made it in. So it's just a weird twist of events that led to Bill Clinton being there. Now, I wasn't a fan of Bill Clinton at all, yet I was a Marine, and he was the commander-in-chief, and I gave him respect. I did my duty and was willing to lay my life down for defending and protecting the Constitution against enemies foreign and domestic. And regardless of who comes in and who goes out, they're human, they have pros, they have cons, they have flaws. But in that seat, they are, you know, the analogy of they're the captain of the plane. And guess what? If I'm on that plane, I want the captain to succeed. May not appreciate all the attributes and values and ways that captain is, but I see the role that person is in, and I want them to have the most success possible. And so that occurred, you know, prior to me joining the Marine Corps. That's when the election was determined, and then a couple months later, I was in boot camp, and that's when Bill Clinton was put in office. And so, you know, I wasn't also a big fan of Obama, but you didn't see me bad-mouthing Obama. He was the captain of the ship. He was the commander-in-chief. I wanted nothing but success for the country. So anyhow, that's watch people's actions, not their words. And that's another big lesson. And the other lesson in that is people are human. They're gonna be emotional. And like I said, this is an emotional journey. When you grow and choose to learn how to grow emotionally, you become less shocked, less irked, less upset with people being people, because they are people. And my hypothesis is every person is hypocritical. Every person. There's the shadow self, and the people that are hypocritical, which is everyone, they get most upset and most angry when they see others doing things that they do, but they don't like that they do. They feel ashamed they do that, and that's when they become emotionally charged. That's one of the reasons they become emotionally charged. And when things don't go their way. That's humans. Humans are going to be human. So you, as the witness on your journey, are witnessing others do them. They do that. They do themselves. They do them. You do you. Jim Rohn has a quote: "I'm going to choose to become the best version of myself for you, and my hope is you would choose to be the best version of yourself for me and others." And some people will take that challenge. Some won't. And that's it. This is how life unfolds. Actually, most won't. I mean, it's as Napoleon Hill says in Outwitting the Devil, an amazing book I would highly recommend. He says roughly 98% of humans are drifters. They go where life pushes them around. They become emotional when circumstances don't go their way. And by the way, I'm saying this, I have been highly emotional in my life when things didn't go my way. And I have been on this emotional journey and this journey to be the best version of myself pretty much my whole life. Being born to teenagers and raised around 4 divorces and 6 marriages, going to 9 different schools by 8th grade, always the new kid at the school. As soon as I learned everybody's name in my class, we would move to a different school. And so a lot of pain, a lot of lessons, a lot of experiences, just as you have a lot of experiences. Along with that come pain, come lessons, come, you know, life. So I've been on that journey to prove that I'm lovable, to prove that I'm worthy, to prove that I'm good enough. And you reach a certain point of emotional maturity where, just like in business, there's a quote, SW4, "Some will, some won't, so what, someone's waiting. I don't give a shit if people like me or not. I am who I am, pros and cons, yep, I got them. Good attributes, not so great attributes, yep, I got them. Far from perfect, but I'm me, and I own it. Some love it, some don't. So what? Someone's waiting. So if you're still here, I appreciate you investing your most precious asset of attention and time. My hope is it shares some insights that I've gathered on my journey that help you progress on your journey. And enjoy the show. Life is a stage and everyone else is playing their part. And you'll see some people that own that part, and you'll see some people that you're like, hey, you got this. Come on. I know you're capable of more. You can do this, right? And encourage these people to be, you know, recognized, to be appreciated, to be seen, to be heard. And I'm that person. There's two types: to be the tallest, you know, version of yourself, and that's to build others up, build yourself up, or tear others down. And you'll see there's some people that's their job, man. They're there to tear people down because they are now taller in their perspective because they've torn others down. They're focusing on how bad and wrong and terrible the other people are. And that's that dark shadow because they're not in love. Well, possibly. A lot of people are not in love with the person looking back with them in the mirror. That's another topic for another day. Enjoy this journey. Guess what? This journey is brief. I don't care how long I or you live. It's over in a flash. So I see this as the biggest and best amusement park in the universe. We're here. We have our ticket. It's very short. It's very brief. And just like when you and I go to the amusement park, whether it's for a day, 3 days, 5 days, or more, it goes fast. So when I'm at the amusement park, I make the most of it. I'm here in this greatest amusement park in the universe. I'm going to make the most of it. I would encourage you to do the same. I'm going to be doing videos more often than I have because I feel like it. And because I get feedback from people that listen to it. I get insights from people and responses from people that say, thank you. This helped me tremendously. And so I do it, yes, because I feel like it. Yes, because I love making a small difference in people's lives. And just to cut back to the what's in it for me, this is a track record of me publishing these so that when I'm gone, when my ticket expires, and I'm hoping that's not for numerous generations, but I'm not the general manager of the universe, and I don't have any say over that other than making sure I'm taking the proper steps in each moment for my health and for my well-being and for my longevity. But none of us have a guarantee of tomorrow. And so if my kids ever want to, you know, wonder, you know, what I felt about things and how I felt and how I operated, there's a track record, there's a trail. I'm not keeping these secrets to myself. I'm posting them. And when they are eager to seek and find, they will do so and find what's on my mind, how I feel, how I operate. And in doing so, it also impacts others who, in my opinion, are fortunate to cross paths. I see it as a blessing that our paths have crossed in this unique day and time. So hope this is helpful for you. Recognize this is a brief journey. Go for it. Step up. Be your best. Don't let the external circumstances bog you down, slow you up, and hold you back from getting clear on what's yours to do. Setting intentions. Where do I want to be 3 months from now in my health, my relationships, my finances? Where am I going to make some changes? What plot twists am I going to put out there? And watch how what you give your attention to grows. How, just like I said earlier, The Strangest Secret by Earl Nightingale, we become what we think about most of the time. What are you thinking about most of the time? I'm thinking about joy, adventure, passion, happiness, love, you know, all these good things. And life is amazing. The best is yet to come. Your best is yet to come. If you enjoyed this, go check out my YouTube channel at tombeal.com, TOMBEAL.com. Make today great. Bye for now.